What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
I just burped in the middle of that. It just came out of, it made it here, but that still was in the mic. So if y'all heard a little purr, like a little kitten, it's me, Angel T, on the microphone. 1, 2, 3. About to do this podcast. Gonna make you laugh. Don't worry. You're gonna see my big booty ass. That's not how I wanted it at the end.
I could tell. So let's see her land.
I landed it, but I didn't want to land on my ass.
No, you connected with the ground. You didn't land.
I landed. But I still rap, and I even tap, because what am I? I'm all that. Chick. Angel.
Woo. Angel sound like the founding fathers of hip hop.
So you want me to be more of Busta, go a little faster?
No. I'm the host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, aka Tank. Hey fam, if it's your first time tuning in. Would you stop?
You cut me off.
But I wasn't talking as you was talking. And if I was, it's because I was doing my introduction. If it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast we do every single week. And we do it with our immediate family. That immediate family is our Patreon. We do a whole bunch of extra stuff with them. We go live with them. I tried to fry turkeys with them.
Did not go well.
Didn't go well. Something was wrong with the YouTubes and all that. But anyway, you can be a part of that immediate family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchicangel. Sign up for the low of $5 a month. And get in on all the goodness, okay? We do a bunch of great things over there. We do an end of the year thing with them.
It's a thing. We do a prayer.
Prayer. It's a thing. Little thing. We joined by some sponsors?
Yes, we're joined by Shopify and Hungry Root. And we're going to tell you in a hoot. Hoot is a minute. We're going to tell you about them here soon so that you can support them if you choose to support us. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for sponsoring us, Shopify and Hungry Root. How are you?
I'm all right.
What's all right?
I don't know. I'm just all right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Usually I'm typically hype by now for the holiday season. Am not. Obviously, this weekend was... I was ripping and running like a 20-year-old. Actually, I wasn't. I was ripping and running like I was trying to support a 20-year-old. That's the difference. Like, I wasn't trying to keep up with that 20-year-old. I was trying to be the responsible 40-something-year-old, but that caused me to have to be up a lot. But grateful that I was able to experience, you know, since this man didn't give me no daughters.
No.
Exactly. There are certain things that I will only experience through my nieces. This weekend was one of them. Got to be with my sister as we did that in a lot of my pro fights in Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated and my SANS. And all it's so crazy. This is how much I love those women. Every time I see them, it about brings me to tears. Like, I had to mentally be like, do not cry seeing these women. But I love them that much. And I love my sisters more than I love them. But there's something about the bond we created that is just so special to me that I'm just like, I wish everybody had this. They don't. But I wish they did. I do. I do. But I'm recovering from that, knowing that I have a huge weekend ahead of me as well. And we're going to put you all up on game with something that y'all don't even know has happened.
I was laughing because there has never been a Monday where we sat here and you didn't say, oh my God, my weekend was jam packed.
No, there's been several.
There's never been a Monday.
There's been several.
Other thing, stop whispering into the mic. Because last episode you was doing that whisper thing that you be doing and a slipped. And I didn't catch it until after it was posted 3 days later. And I'm not taking it out. Okay. That is staying in there. But you was overdoing, and I didn't catch it.
Well, neither did YouTube, so we're good.
Stop doing that. If you're going to speak, speak up like we tell our kids. Speak like you got some damn sense, like you an adult.
Did you have anything
anyway.
Else to say? What we doing?
We are going to do, I feel like we got to do Tanksley Pride, don't we?
Do we?
Let me, do we? What happened?
I don't recall.
There's always something with them damn kids. Has we done In My Feelings?
We're doing In My Feelings, our oldest segment on this podcast.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh, let me tell y'all what's got me feeling some type of way.
And let them know. Feel,
we'll be doing a full video on this that will go in my main feed. So
y'all getting the nitty gritty right now.
I flew back in from Kentucky yesterday because I had multiple responsibilities yesterday. And when I say yesterday, I mean Sunday. One of the big responsibilities I had was Delta Gems. We participated in a holiday parade. And what we like to do since I've been the co-chair, this is my second year, is do a little holiday party right after the parade at one of the local restaurants. Well, last year we had 20 some odd girls in the program. We had about 20 girls, a little over 20 girls show up for the parade. This year we have 51 girls. I didn't know how many were going to show up for the parade, but I knew the restaurant that we patronized last year would be too small because we took every single seat in that restaurant. It was a very small mom and pop's restaurant. So it was a pizza place because we were running on a very small budget. So I found another pizza place right around the corner. Okay, so we usually are big mamas and papas. We decided to go to Numero Uno. I called these people, bring, bring, bring. A couple of times, I was calling at the wrong time to get a hold of the woman that would help situate this. I finally get a hold of her. Her name's Jessica. And I said, hey, we got about 30 girls that are doing the parade. We want to bring them there for our little like holiday party after for pizza. And I wanted to give y'all a heads up pretty much that we're going to be coming. And I was like, can we reserve that many seats? She was
in advance. When did you call her?
Like over a week ago. Like I started 2 weeks prior to, and then actually I started 3 weeks prior to. The dude was like, yeah, no, the sooner you tell us, the better. That's the dude who was telling me I was calling at the wrong time. So called the lady. So yes, 2 weeks ago, I do believe I got a hold of her. I said, hey, we're going to be coming. It's going to be 30 of us. She was like, you cannot reserve we can't do that for that big of a party on that day. And the dude had told me that it sat about 70 people. She was like, no, we sit about 50. And I said, okay. I said, well, what? She said, it's probably going to be a long wait. We're usually really busy at that time. And I said, and she's like, it's probably going to be like 45 minutes to wait on the pizza. And I said, what if I send some women up there ahead of time to start ordering pizzas? And if they show up and they sit, like if they each like sit at a table, is that like, okay, while we're not there yet, because the parade will still be going on, are we allowed to do that? Just so one, we reduce the weight that the girls have to have for the pizzas. And she's like, yeah, but you can't reserve the whole place. I said, and I already agreed with you on that. If that's not your policy, but can we do what I'm suggesting? Can somebody show up beforehand, start ordering the pizzas? So, she's like, yeah, she was like, yeah, because she's like kind of like giving me enough back and forth, I finally say, is it that you don't want us to come? And she was like, no, I'm not saying that. She was like, that'd be crazy. We definitely want the business. And I said, okay. I said, so is it cool? Verify one more time. I sent a couple of women up there ahead of time to start ordering the pizzas. I was like, so that when the girls come, the wait isn't as long. And I was like, and if there's like very few seating, we'll just wait as people, you know, get up.
Right.
It's fine. So my plane's delayed 2 hours. Show up. I show up and I've missed most of the parade. The girls are still in the parade, but literally they're on the last, like maybe 100 feet. I bring them the banner that I accidentally forgot to give them so I could take pictures. Two of my neos, they're grown women. They've been at the pizza restaurant trying to get things situated. They called me. They were like, these people have been so rude. We do not need to be doing business with them. And I was like, wait, what? Hold on, right? What is going on? I said, y'all give me a second. Take the pictures of the girls. And now I'm walking to the restaurant, right? Because everything's close. I go in there. My neos are coming out. They were hot. And I walk in and I say, there's a black dude working behind the counter. Well, no, he's doing something at the soda machine. And I say, excuse me.
Believed to be black.
He's definitely black and something else.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe both of his parents are black and
he just pale.
I said, excuse me, I spoke to the owner and they said that I could have people show up to order some pizzas in advance so that when our girls were finished with the parade, they could come. He was like, I just work here. And I said, oh, okay, well then can I speak to an owner? And he was like, and those women, they were incredibly rude. Now they had already told me they had been the, I said, well, they told me that you guys had been rude to them. So I would love to talk to an owner because I spoke to Jessica. She said that we could come and order pizzas in advance. And he's like, I said, so he goes in the back and he comes and he was like, he's not gonna be able to speak to you now. I said, okay, well then I'll wait. And I sat down. He's like, I'm telling you, it would be better if you called him on Monday. And I said, and I'm saying I want to speak to him today. So I'll just wait patiently, right? Because I didn't send the other ones on. I said, no, no, no. Y'all see if we can go back to the place we went back to that we were at before. Because only 20-some-odd girls showed up. So we didn't have the 50. So I was like, yeah, go see if they'll. I feel bad because we gave them no type of warning the other place. But it was just like. And they just had me out there waiting. Now, mind you, there's only two people in this restaurant eating.
Dos.
Two people. No one else. The restaurant is empty. So it was actually perfect if we would have shown up for their business, right? This I see these two white guys in the back, and they're, you could tell they're not coming out. And I'm thinking, okay, there's literally, who are we cooking for? Like, y'all, they might have some to-go orders, but, like, a pizza, at some point in time, you actually just have to wait.
Right.
Like, it goes into the thing. You got to wait to pull it out.
You ain't making your pepperoni.
Right.
You ain't making your cheese. You sprinkling that crap on there, throwing it in the oven, and waiting for 20 minutes.
And I'm just sitting there patiently, and I'm telling you, my tone has been like this, right? Because I have on my letters, and I know I can't act up. And I then finally see this white lady and she's in the back talking to them. And I see her like looking out and I'm just sitting there because I'm sitting where they can see. I can see directly into the kitchen. They can see me. She finally comes out and she comes to the register. Now, mind you, one of the employees then came through. He's not said anything to me. And I'm just like, oh, okay. See what's up. She comes out. She don't say anything at first. And I go, excuse me. Are you Jessica? She was like, I am. And I was like, Jessica, I'm Angel. We talked on the phone. I'm unsure what has happened, but I thought me and you had an agreement that people could come ahead of time to start ordering pizzas and that if we had to wait for tables, we would just wait for tables. She was like, yes, we did. She was like, now, I wasn't here when everything happened. I said, neither was I. That's the reason why I'm waiting to talk to the owner. She was like, well, we're both owners. I said, well, he said he was the owner to figure out what happened. I said, because he kept telling those other women, this is another piece, that he talked to me on the phone for 30 minutes. I never talked to that man. I talked to you. She was like, correct. I was like, so what is happening? Oh, and let me rewind. Sorry, y'all. The black dude, and I'm giving you all the races, not because it's necessarily important, but just keep everybody separate so you know who's who.
Two white dudes in the back, the black, questionably black dude, and then the white lady now.
Right.
And two Asian ladies in the corner eating.
So the black dude who I
asked to get the white boy?
The black dude who I asked to get the manager, he's giving me energy, right? And I said, listen, I am being respectful. I'm not raising my voice. But, like, you're giving me this energy that I'm not giving you. He was like, well, they were disrespectful. You're a part of them, so you are them. This is what he says to me. And I was like, oh, we're. And that's where I'm like, really like, okay, I am really going to have to use a certain level of temperance that I have never had to reach in to. So the woman was like, I wish I would have been in here. I was out front watching the parade. And she said, because I could have de-escalated it. I said, yeah, because I really need to know what happened. Because I said, and I want you to know, while I wasn't there to see that interaction between the two women and my group in your person, so I only know their side. I said, I can tell you that man that works behind the counter, he has been incredibly rude. I said, he has said things where I have not. I said, you see what I'm giving you. You see the energy I'm giving you. I'm not talking to you crazy. I'm not giving you no attitude. I said, but he kept giving me attitude, right? And she was like, I'm incredibly sorry. She was like, it was a miscommunication. I was like, on whose part though? Because I need to know if me and you had this right understanding. She was like, no, we did. I said, so where's the mis? She was like, for some reason he thought, she said, even though I told him, he thought you all weren't coming. I said, yeah, because I don't understand why he would say he talked to me. We never talk. He told them, we were on the phone for 30 minutes and I said you all couldn't come and here you are again. That's what Nikki said, he said to her. I said, and I said, she was like, I don't know how to make this right. I said, he needs to come out here and apologize. That's what will make it right. She was like, he can't come off the oven. And I wanted to be like, let all this shit burn down. Y'all need to correct this. And
why is the oven on? And so, apparently, y'all ain't got no business.
And then I said, and what is his name? Talking about, I said, his name Josh, because I couldn't remember, because me and Josh did talk on the phone. Or whatever his name is. And so she's looking at him, looking at me like she can't say his name. And I want to be like, are they abusing you? Are you the owner or nah? So when she's not giving me, I look at him. I said, excuse me, what is your name? He was like, Steve. So his hair was reared back. I was like, well, Steve, you have been incredibly rude. I said, I have been at this energy level the entire time trying to figure out what happened. And when I told you, hey, I don't know why you're giving me this energy because I did not give you this energy. You said, because you're them, y'all are the same. And I said, and I would never do that to you. He was like, well, we're going to have to agree to disagree. I looked at that white lady. I said, how is that possible that your employee would feel that comfortable to talk that crazy to a potential customer? I said, here's the problem. We weren't asking for a discount. We were going to spend real money up in here. And we're being treated as if we're asking for a favor.
And that punk bastard in the back ain't came out. Apparently, he's empowered by that idiot.
Everybody is. All these dudes are. All of them. I said, I have never used my social media platform, my presence. Y'all ain't never really seen me rip no business apart on my Instagram or on my TikTok. It's going to happen today. It's going to happen today because the rudeness that they look. And then let me tell you, and I'm not just going to rip them down. I'm going to make sure I prop up Big Mamas and Papas because the way they took care of us, the way they were like, y'all need anything else, the way that, and we did not give them any notice that we were showing up. I'm like, we are in a going into a recession. And the fact that we were going to spend our money at your establishment.
Because if I would have got that phone call, because at one point in time, Angel was like.
Oh, as I was leaving, because he started, when I said that, he started laughing. When I said, the fact that you would let an employee talk to a potential customer like that is a problem. She said, I know, I need to figure out a way to handle this. I've got to de-escalate it. I'm sorry, I'm not sure what else I can do for you right now. And he started laughing. I said, now see, that's the type of stuff that'll make me call my husband down here.
Because thing is, I was like, this dude. Oh, don't even get me started.
I wanted to be like, do you know what protect black women means? Apparently not, because I'm pretty sure your mama is not black. That's what I'm really getting from you. Listen, they pissed one of my people off so bad. He was trying to be a smart aleck as they were leaving. And he was like, you have a blessed day. She said, I will, because I don't work at a pizza shop. She's classy. She don't ever, I don't ever see her pop off like that. But yeah, it had me wound up so bad, and this will be a great transition eventually, that it took me forever to be able to really talk to my Delta Gems. Like I said hello, but I couldn't really like engage with them because I was so mad and because I had to keep a level of decorum, all of that energy. They were giving me all this negative energy and I wasn't able to push it back on them. I was having to try to transform the energy they were giving me into constructive energy, right? And that was exhausting. So eventually it became a learning tool. I talked to the girls. I said, tell me you all's triggers. I said, I want to know. I said, because I was very triggered. I said, I had some people talking to me like they have lost their mind and I could not because I'm your all's mentor. So tell me what you all do when you're triggered and what are your triggers? So if you all don't have this is Shopify. Shopify is this next ad.
Okay.
I really thought.
Yeah, I know.
I was going into something else. But this is good too, because listen, sometimes retail therapy is also very helpful. And so you all need to be out in the world offering that help. People need some place to get their retail. And we want to help you set up that retail with Shopify. All right, listen, starting your own business can be so intimidating. Goodness gracious, and lonely. Like, it's so, like, I know there are business ideas that you have that you're doing on your own. And I know it's got to be like, ah! And then you end up wearing so many hats and hats that you don't even know where to begin with, even wearing it, much less
how to wear them.
Right, exactly. Well, listen, I want to introduce you to the best business partner you could ever add to your team, and that is Shopify. Because they're going to help you get started. It's going to be a game changer, and it'll simplify so many things that, baby, you don't have the time to figure out, because you're trying to figure out, okay, if you're doing a podcast like us, what's your topic? How are we going to script it? How are we going to edit it? Yada, yada, yada. So we don't want to add that type of stress when you start your e-commerce or your commerce business, because we got Shopify. Cha-ching! Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. From household names like Mattel and Gymshark to brands just getting started, you already know Man-ish in Mama Likes. Get started with your own design studio with hundreds of ready-to-use templates. Shopify helps you build a beautiful online store to match your brand style. Accelerate your content creation. Shopify is packed with helpful AI tools that write product description, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography. Get the word out like you got a marketing team behind you. Easily create emails and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. And best yet, Shopify is your commerce expert with world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping to processing returns and beyond. If you're ready to sell, you're ready to Shopify. Turn your big business ideas into cha-ching with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
Go to shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
Cha-ching. So that took up a lot of time. I apologize. It's got you feeling some type of way.
It's what I'll say. I'll just stay on that for a little bit. Yeah, this is the problem. Like, if I would have gotten a phone call from Angel, I enter pretty much every scenario calmly and level-headed, because I know that it don't take much for me. I know this. I go in knowing this. I try my best to defuse any situation that I be in. Like, I step in very little. When I was up there at Cadillac and Angel walked in and I was sitting there talking to them people crazy, I wasn't even loud. I was just like talking like, and that's what I told you. Why are you coming up with this cute? Like, that's because this has been like, I've been talking to them people for almost a year, letting them know something is wrong with the engine and or transmission of this truck that we just bought. And they kept giving me the runaround. Then it came to, so now it's sputtering extremely bad. We can't even get up above 50. So this is like, again, over 6 months, almost, right, like I said, about 9 months, I have been talking to these people, letting them know. So now I'm reaching my peak. Like, I have been unimaginably patient.
Yeah.
So when y'all hear about me popping off, I never get to go to 100 the way I want to. Even when I do relieve that pressure, it's never all the way. So I can only imagine me getting that phone call. By the time I drive, get over there, I'm just like, let's just calm down, because I don't need to be in nobody's news, because I done threw two, three people around a damn restaurant. Let me walk in calm. Walking in calm and then still being met with that little sassy sarcasm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I would just go to hurt his feelings really bad, which I think would be pretty easy. You sound like he's been picked on now. He's in a slight position of power. He's been picked on his whole life. I don't know if I would have went to hurt his feelings or worse. And again, knowing like this, that just means like somebody constantly chipping away at their patience and people seeing that patience of, oh, he ain't.
Right.
Cause that's what's happened most of my life, is like, oh yeah, he ain't saying nothing. No, he ain't gonna do nothing. It's like, no, there's an incredible Hulk fighting back everything that I want to do right now.
Right.
No, I can't take that, somebody being that loud and that wrong and disrespectful. Whew, Lord Jesus.
Yeah. No, it was it took me so long to convert that energy. I felt bad. I trapped her president. She tried to hug me. She knew I was. She was like, hey, boo. She didn't know what had just happened. And I was like, I'm sorry. I cannot give you any type of love hug right now. I need to be left alone for a little bit. And Nikki and Yovana, they were like, see, Nikki was, Yovana was like, oh, no, they will be reported to the Better Business Bureau. She's like, they were nasty. And I was just like, in this economy, if people are coming in wanting to, like, support your staff, because, one, our girls are well-mannered, well-behaved. Mm-hmm. Two, we are business women, college-educated. We tip well. So we're also going to take care of your wait staff. Even though we don't have no big budget, what we do budget in is how to take care of people who are giving us a service.
Yeah. And not to say, like, that specific piece of it is one thing, but the people within the organization are doing well off in life. So they don't take care of you anyway.
Right.
Let me go back and correct this. No, I'm talking about Angel's truck. You know, some of our following don't know vehicles because I said Cadillac.
Oh, and they said, hey, they that's like a completely me. Different. Listen, completely I would have said Halo too.
Not even the same, same type of vehicle.
Listen, don't feel bad. Don't let it make you feel bad. I would have said truck. Halo.
We had to get that damn engine replaced where they replaced it. And now the gas mileage is shitty. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. It's your story.
Yeah, the people of this organization, they do well. So it's just like, why? Angel wasn't there, but she can pretty much assume how the conversation went between the other two ladies in this restaurant.
Yeah.
Angel shows up very calm, and now you got an owner who, you know, some dude claims he's an owner that is not even willing to deal with somebody, but you're going to leave somebody else out. Dude who claimed he the owner, but you're going to leave somebody else. Now, we don't know. Maybe there was another group that they were dealing with, getting them confused. Who knows? Maybe they were mad at old girl because it was I don't know. But it doesn't matter. It does not matter.
Let me tell you why I think that that man up front, the Steve Josh of it all, is anti-black. Shania walks in an hour and a half later, because we had all of the girls text their parents directly to let them know the pickup location had changed, right? Mm-hmm. Luckily, pickup location, literally, you can walk, it's not that far. One girl was not being picked up by her mother. She was being picked up by another Delta.
Mm-hmm.
So she did not text the other Delta like she should have. So she shows up to the other place. And she walks in. She don't see. She's looking. And she says, excuse me, is there a back room? He was like, no. And then went back. Didn't say nothing else. She's not in letters. She's in all black with a pink hat on. So nothing that looks like what we had on.
Mm-hmm.
But because she's a black woman and she was looking around, he automatically put her with us and gave her the same stank attitude he gave us. Hour and a half after our interaction, I said, oh, yeah. Him and his non-black lover, woman or man, I said, he don't like us. And he's not like us.
No, he ain't.
Again, not to make it about race, but that's, I really was looking at him like, black man, what is you doing? You, if anything, you should be helping to de-escalate this instead of being an a-hole. Why am I the only one in a place of de-escalation? Anywho, what's got you feeling good?
Let's just move on. This has been a long segment.
Well, no, we didn't talk about nothing good.
Oh.
We've only talked about things that pissed us off. Let's stay in this terrible space.
What's got me feeling good? I don't know.
What's got me feeling
good?
Yeah,
what's got you feeling good?
We've added another legacy to our family and to our amazing sorority. My niece, Makari Murphy, better known as Unforeseen Cadence, number 17 of Mu Epsilon Fall 2025. I was a fall line as well. Flew out there to surprise her for her crossing and initiation. It was great. I got to see my sans and my profites and see how some of the culture at UK has changed. Oh my God, the so you, even though you didn't go to UK, I'm pretty sure you've been on a lot of the campus. You remember the houses that all the Greeks had?
Yeah. These houses. I was on campus more than you.
These houses that they have now.
Mm-hmm.
Massive.
Really?
Marcus, this one was just a bona fide mansion / administration building. Like, this thing was huge, huge, huge. So they now have something called Greek Park, which I guess now is where all of the white and black Greek stuff happens. And it's kind of almost amphitheater style. So there's like steps that you can like sit on. And then like this big concrete paved area. It's beside the Kappa New House. That thing was one of the biggest god dang on houses I have ever seen. I said, Greg Page Apartments was the Delta houses when I was in college.
Greg Page.
That's what we had. But seeing how the culture has changed, seeing these young ladies be super excited and nervous, because it is very weird when you go from
y'all back on campus.
Right. We are. But seeing them go from, you know, they don't get to call us soror until after they cross. Like, we are their big sister. So seeing them trying to flip nomenclature, and I was like, who asked Makari something? Who did that? She was like, big sister. I said, excuse me? You don't got no more big sisters. And she was like, soror such and such. I was like, exactly. Exactly. She was like, yeah. And she, I got to send this video to my sister. I was sitting right now. One of the things that was so cute is right after she crossed, she walked up to her mom and she was like, hello, soror Murphy. Melissa was like, hi, soror Murphy. So it was just, it was nice to be able to be there because Victory, which it sucks for me and Victory. Victory ended up crossing during, that's my other niece, for those of y'all who don't know, she's by my sister Daisy, however. She crossed during the pandemic, so we could not be with her. We literally watched everything via Zoom. So like, getting to pin her with her sorority pin and all that stuff.
She would have probably preferred it that way anyway.
No, she really, she's like, it so sucks that that was my experience. So she would have been the person that I would have been able to pin. Like, because we would not have let Melissa. We were like, you have a daughter and she better figure this out. So just being able to be there for all of that, since we didn't get to do, I mean, I got to be there virtually for Victory. And it was great because, you know, it's supposed to be a secret. You don't know when you're crossing. So it was really on her Zoom. She finally was like, wait, why do I see my aunts on the Zoom? We're like, on the camera. So anyways, that's what's got me feeling good. It was a great experience. It was beautiful to see the sisterhood, to see these girls excited, and to remind them the work has just begun. You can put on those letters, but that means you're about to be putting in the work. So yeah. Anyways.
I don't feel bad or anything. It's just it's moving stuff and stuff not moving. So I'm just kind of in a place right now. But it's all good.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you excited? We're getting closer to your mama being in town. That should be.
Yeah, she'll be here soon.
I know. That should be fun.
I'm about to reschedule with my brother and them coming out. Because now my mama will say that he's talking about coming out the first. Or like that week. And I'm like, that no bueno. Like,
why you say it's no bueno?
Because it's like, come out for, I don't know, just save that for the spring or something.
Oh, but the baby's going to be so big.
I don't even know if she still ain't made no move. I asked my brother about it. I said, what's up with, he's like, I keep asking what's going on. She keeps saying she don't know she won't come.
Then she told me that she was coming. She said she just can't come for Christmas because her mama would be upset. She told me. See, this is the thing about Marcus's family is that I just have to make the decisions. Marcus allows people to give their opinions way too much on when they want to come. When P came out here, it wasn't no. So what weekend? I need you out here for your brother's birthday. Can you take off? I'm going to take off right now. Thank you so much. I'll see you.
Well, he was trying to do that for Christmas, but that's the reason, because of work. They screwed. You know,
P people prepare and his family don't. That's the problem. People be like, I want to go somewhere for Christmas. They take off in January. His family be like, October, you know what?
Yeah.
Christmas.
Because he's all lackadaisical about it all throughout the year. Mm-hmm. Can't do it for the holidays.
Mm-mm. We know this. Like.
No, they used to get mad at me.
Yeah.
At work, they'd be like, well, you know, you last year you had, you know.
And this year too.
Christmas, well, this is January 3rd. I'm taking off for next year too.
Yes. You got to prepare like
this
that.
Year too.
That's all right. Everybody about to get a phone call from me. They just got to give me 1 second. I got a lot of things on my plate. But they about to get a phone call because I'm tired of it. I'm tired.
Be like, yeah. No, I'm tired of it. That's why I'm like, you know what?
I know. No, but that's the problem. They should have never gave me this last name.
But I'm saying after that, if it ain't going to be that time, then this is like, we winding down from the holidays. Like, I don't want no guests the week after that.
Well, you know who else is coming? So we do have guests coming the week after.
If that was all at the same time, that'd be great. They staggering.
What you mean?
Ain't they coming like the week, like on the 7th or something?
No. The kids go back on the 7th. I think they're coming right after the new
year. Oh. That's different. I don't know either.
Listen, as a busy parent, content creator, all the things, Hungry Root is the game changer to your weekly routine for shopping and mine, okay? Hungry Root plans all of our meals, shops for me, and delivers groceries that are fit to my health goals, dietary preferences, and budget. I'm looking at the wrong camera. Let me look right here. Hungry Root helps you eat well and reach your diet and health goals, whether you're gluten-free, dairy-free, high protein, or focused on gut health or anything else. All you're going to do is take a quiz, and their smart cart technology recommends groceries and recipes that are tailored to your tastes and needs. Now, what's great is that they have a variety unlike any other food delivery company, okay? They now have over 50,000 chef-crafted recipes to choose from each week, with many ready in just 15 minutes or less, and with over 1,000 grocery items like smoothies, sweets, kid snacks, salads, ready-to-eat meals, and supplements, it's easy to find options to fit everyone's taste and nutritional goals. And the quality is like fire, okay? First of all, they screened out over 200 additives, including high fructose corn syrup, artificial sweeteners, and preservatives. They have the high quality meat and seafoods, okay? You ain't gonna get them hormones or antibiotics. And they work with really great brands like Vital Farms, Harmless Harvest, and many more. And since it's such a busy time during the holiday season and you got to do all this stuff, just take the meal planning and shopping off your list. Hungry Root will save you money, as well as save you on food waste, all right? And trips out to the grocery store. It's cold. Y'all just said it was snowing. Don't be out there. All right. We love Hungry Root. It's an amazing company. It's great for us. I got a lot of kids. I got a lot of things to do. I love that they take so much off my plate and put so much on it at the same time.
Man.
Take advantage of this exclusive offer, excuse me, for a limited time. Get 40% off your first box, plus get a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/argue.
Argue.
And use code argue.
Argue.
That's hungryroot.com/argue.
Argue.
Code argue,
argue
to get 40% off your first box and a free item of choice for life. Babe. There's so much stuff going on in these internet streets.
There is.
We talked about it a little bit on Here's the Thing, but we got to talk about it over here. And I know some of y'all like, oh, I don't want to hear about it no more. But we got to get it off our chest over here because it was on
them diddlers.
Somebody's chest at some point.
Oh, the doodles, the doodles.
Oh, my God, it
is. Yeah, I wasn't sure because usually you had all the mainstream stuff. You'd be like, I already talked about it.
Well, because, you know, we do cover hot topics over there. However, this was so big. I talked to Lauren today. She said, I've watched it 3 times. I said, you just like punch. She said, no, it's just so crazy. Me and Denora, we supposed to set up a phone conversation for us to just break it down. So Let me tell you what.
50 is a man scorned. You hear me? 50. That man It's going. I'm trying to tell you, the fact that he got all of this footage, all of everything.
Remember, Alex was like, not again. It was the whole repeating the same thing at the top and at the end of every episode.
Yes.
Hey, by Sean the way, Combs was on trial in this year. He was found guilty of this charge, was let off of this charge. Like, just so you know, this man was found guilty of something.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Hold on. Did he produce it or did he just, what was his role in this? Producing it?
Yes.
He did a hell of a job. Mm-hmm. Not just like, there's enough to talk about with Diddy and everything that's going on. The way it was put together is great.
Oh, they said, like, they think 50 just produced it and it was already made.
Oh.
It was great.
Whoever threw this together and the way they lined everything up, whoever gets their credit, did a hell of a job.
Yeah.
Like, it's because we've seen documentaries. It's like, oh, this could have been better. Oh, this could have been more. This could have been a lot less. This was way too much for what was going on. This right here is just like, oh, no. Okay. Four parts.
Yeah.
Broken down. Good. People talking. People recalling the same things. People that you didn't think had anything to do with anything. Yeah. I'm like, Eric?
Eric Sermon? That's what this
is. When Eric popped up on screen, I'm like, what?
That is what Kevin said. He said, wait a minute, this can't be the Eric Sermon.
I was like, is that you, Eric?
And he was like,
that squad, Eric?
He said, I'm here. Now, who are the people that you are surprised aren't in the documentary?
There's a book of people.
Start the names, baby.
That wasn't in the documentary or haven't spoken up this entire time.
Who?
Now, everybody done said J-Lo.
Oh, yeah.
Like, J-Lo, where are you at? Did you sign an NDA or you just keeping your name clean so you can keep doing, what is she still doing music? Whatever you doing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. J-Lo wasn't in there. I haven't heard anything from nobody from the Lox. Mm-hmm. And I would have heard something from them because I'm a huge fan of all three of them. Oh. Kiss, Styles, Sheik. Sheik, one of the most underrated MCs. I don't care what nobody say. Argue with your granddaddy.
Somebody said,
hold Mace. On. I'm getting there. I'm still going.
I'm just putting
Mace. Like, Mace was there at the height of all of this.
Yeah. Yes.
Before, during, and after Biggie.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is, Mace. We just saying it. Like,
yeah.
Where you at? Like, just to hear their accounts or what they saw or their take, because it's like there's key people. Now, the only person that I remember seeing a lot, like on the videos and in everything, was that was on there. But as far as like the artist, the dude, the only rapper that was other than Eric Sermon, light skinned dude. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, him. Like, I remember seeing a lot of him, but like nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see anything of.
There's a name in there. I'm not going to say just because I'm friendly with them, but yeah.
We already know, like, well, that would have made sense if they was in there.
Yeah.
But I think they already got things hashed out, like, long ago. Like, I done told y'all what was up. Y'all saw me leave camp. Like, dude, it's crazy. So that didn't, maybe, you know, I could see why that, because this is like, I ain't trying to relive none of that crap. Y'all know my story.
Listen.
But, yeah, it would have been good. Yeah, Faith ain't said nothing. 112. Mary.
Y'all,
there's so many people that were around during all of this. I knew about the gymnasium thing back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Like me and Angel was talking, like, I had no idea he had anything to do with Jodeci.
Yes, but you know what? I just saw, and I think it's on Tubi, the documentary gave him a little too much credit. His first baby mama is actually the person who came up with all their style. She was the style. She was the one who came up with all that. The one who is the mother to his eldest son. Is not Justin. I thought Justin is the second son.
I don't know.
Is the first son Justin? Y'all, correct me if I'm wrong. The light-skinned one that we kept seeing with the shorter hair. We'll continue.
Yeah, that's Shaq. Where you at, Shaq? You was in the music video. No, it's
Misa.
It's,
that's her name. Misa is the woman's name.
The one who dressed everybody.
Yeah, who was like over there okay. looking stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because when they said that, when there was, he was like, yeah, got together, Christian, you know, the looks. Is his name. Sorry. Christian. Yeah, we got together the looks, the this, the that. I was like, dang, they literally created that.
Sorry, what? I'm sorry. Sorry, because I don't want to cut you off. No
Justin
more.
Is the oldest.
And Christian is the darker complected one. Go, okay. Go, Hiko.
No, I'm finding out too. Yeah, there's between them, even, well, Nas, he's way too in the background. He would never step up and do it. But, you know, he was involved because he was signed to him and all that for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
But Nas, he don't speak up on nothing. The first time you seen Nas outside of music or a concert was promoting a casino, the casino, like, mm-hmm. or Bevel. You know, he was doing Bevel back in the day. So, yeah. But to see, yeah, it's, of course, I'll be sure expecting him to be on there. It's been so many art, like so many people. This is like, now, come on, y'all. Y'all real, y'all, the silence is louder than anything to me.
Yeah.
I don't care what nobody else saying. All this silence over here in this corner is loud.
Very, very. I think because what also makes it like your the silence is loud is that people don't know if you're being silent because you're just like, I'm not going to add to it, or I don't have anything to add to it, or I am, my hands are just as dirty as he is. That's yeah. what you don't want people
and
to
that's,
assume.
And that's where I was with the, like even with the locks or D block, whatever you want to call them. Like, I know Styles P, they almost had to pull him off, did it? Like, I knew there was always, there was never like, at least as far as it's publicly known, mm-hmm. like a great time where they were like, yeah, they were just like, all right, this dude gonna pay you. So it is what it is. That'll work. So it was never like mm-hmm. in there, but like you could never could. Like, I know Mace, even with Mace, I know, you know, Mace was heavy in the streets. People don't know about Mace. Mm-hmm. It was a dangerous dude back in the day. You couldn't tell, even with the locks, you couldn't tell these dudes was dangerous because Diddy had them dressed up in suits and colorful shit. Like, but
did the dude who was shot in the bathroom, he lived, right? Or did he die? The one at the record studio?
Yeah, I think he died. Or got real quiet and didn't say nothing.
It had to be because... Do y'all remember if the guy in the studio, I'm talking about the more recent shooting that happened in LA.
2022.
In 2022.
I knew about that one.
Did he live or die?
And while we're waiting on that, The dude whose cousin that they jumped, that ended up, you know, saying that his cousin was the one that shot Pac. I saw that interview, DJ, what's his name? MC, whatever his name is. I saw that interview years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was so long ago when I saw that interview and him admitting that they were looking,
The locks tried to drop.
I told you. Didn't I tell you that? Uh-huh. Yeah. It wasn't the locks. Styles P tried to drop a refrigerator on Diddy from a high rise building or threatened to, one of the two. But the dude, his name is escaping. It's right there. That whole interview when it was just like, yeah, so this is what happened. And they told the story about the beef and Tupac. Mm-hmm. Them taking somebody's chain or whatever. And then them riding around looking for it. Pac and Suge and saw the car and shot the car up. I saw that interview so, and it's not just audio, it's a video of it. I saw the interview a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why is everybody acting oblivious? You got a dude that admitted to doing it.
Right.
So why is everybody still like off in the like, oh yeah, who shot? We know who did it.
Yeah. I guess people thought maybe they were saying that for clout.
But there's no statute of limitations to anything like that. Like, you gonna get,
right. I don't know.
That still baffles me. I don't understand why, like, people act oblivious to what happened with that whole situation. But then what did shock me is because I believed it to be, with the whole Biggie and Pac thing, I believed it to be, okay, I knew about the whole Vegas thing, them jumping somebody. I didn't know what it was about.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured, okay, whoever knew that dude found them, shot him. And my assumption was always, Well, to not look soft, Suge probably put a hit out on Biggie. Yeah. That was what, and regardless of what everybody said, I'm like, well, maybe this is probably the take. Suge can't look soft in this situation.
Yeah.
You got mine, or I don't know if you got mine.
Yeah.
But everybody thinks you got mine, so I'm going to get yours instead, regardless.
All right.
Now, and Eminem been saying this for a long time. No, Diddy did that to Biggie.
Eminem's been saying that?
Yeah.
Wow.
He had Biggie. I'm like, and after seeing that and seeing the jealousy of he didn't like Tupac and Biggie's relationship and how he has dealt with jealousy in the past and since then, I'm like, this dude could have easily had, especially after recently renegotiating his contract, he definitely could have had Biggie taken out.
I think what was crazy was his obsession with other people's women.
That's wild.
Listen, I'm going to judge these women.
That, yeah.
And I can understand how when somebody is love bombing you, it makes you feel like you're in a different like universe or world. Because if he's having people give you a $50,000 necklace and you only make $50,000 a year,
yeah,
I can see how judgment could get cloudy on, this real?
I mean, we see that all the time.
Yeah, for less money. Okay, let's be honest.
For a whole lot less.
For less money.
I never forget. I thought there was like a fix. I never imagined anything going down like that. This was way back when I first moved out here. I was at a barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting in the barbershop, there was a girl in there. She was in there. I think she knew one of the dudes. Another dude pulls up. I think he had like a Benz or a Jaguar or something.
Mm-hmm.
He walks in. He's speaking to everybody. She's like, hey, what's going on? He was like, hey, what's up with you? She was like, is that your car? He was like, yeah. He was like, you want to go for a ride? She was like, I mean, I don't know you like that. He was like, I mean, you know, we can go out to eat or whatever. I can take you for a ride. When I tell you, she jumped in the car and drove off with this dude. And I'm sitting there like.
Maybe she walked into the barbershop randomly?
She was already in there, but by the time I got there. Oh. I figured, okay, she knows these dudes or who. I ain't paying no attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was the only girl in there. And I'm like, maybe she wanted somebody's girlfriend, whoever. I don't care. I'm sitting there waiting for one of these whack-ass L.A. haircuts. So I started cutting my own hair. Like, that was the one of three times I had my hair cut out here. And dude walk in. They clearly did not know each other. He speaks to a couple of people. She notices the car.
Mm-hmm.
And
goes.
I sat there. Two more people get their hair cut. Then it's me. Get my hair cut. That took like 30, 35 minutes. They never came back.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, off of a car?
Mm-mm.
So, yes, not to say men don't do it too, but women's definitely, their judgment be getting cloudy when it comes to, like you said, somebody buy you a $50,000, something that take you a year to buy with every money, no taxes taken out
to buy. No taxes, and you have not eaten all year, and you don't live in a house.
Not to say my mind wouldn't change, but you know what? He ain't that bad, y'all.
No, I just think he's misunderstood. And it's so funny how Capricorn was like, you're 50 years old doing ketamine. Like, what are we doing? And I was like, wait, what age is ketamine okay to take?
Because
I was also like, what is ketamine?
At an age that your heart is still okay to.
But like,
yeah.
Why is that something that anybody should be like, okay, you in your 20s. Okay, if you do a little bit of ketamine, that's fine. I had to look it up because I was like, I don't know. This sounds like more of an expensive drug.
That's a luxury drug right there.
Yeah, no, for real.
Nah.
I was like, he went on crack and he went on heroin. What is Special K or Vitamin K is what they call it. What it does is it... I just had it up. Where'd it go? It works in a way that makes you kind of dissociate from your body. I wish I could find. Oh, yeah. It says a feeling of detachment from your body.
Yeah.
It's called a tranquilizer. The K-hole.
Yeah.
Impaired motor functions, judgment, and coordination. I don't know why you want to be that far gone ever.
Yeah. Somebody it's in like a horse, like tranquilizers.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Because I think it's used for veterinarians too. But it's what a lot of people use to facilitate sexual assault.
Yeah.
I have.
And that's the thing. And I think that's the whole part of the oil. I think they put that in the oil because it's absorbed through the skin or something. I don't know.
And Cassie said they didn't do that. She said, no, we didn't put drugs in it. I'm like, girl.
They just needed the she don't know what was going on.
But it's a painkiller.
Okay. But the fact that this man had $9,000 in cash and baby oil, like, let me tell you what. I need to make this a sketch.
Oh, you what?
So, like I said, I cut my own hair. I have clippers. Whenever you buy a set of clippers, it comes with like a lubricant for when you clean them. You use the disinfectant, whatever, and then you want to re-oil the loop because it's metal sliding back and forth. Just like a car, you need oil on it. So I never liked putting the oil that came with it because I'm like, I'm going to be cutting my hair with this. So, you know, you're getting close to the skin. Maybe you're cutting the skin a little bit. I don't want to just put some regular whatever oil. So I've always used baby oil. Mm-hmm. There's a random bottle of lavender. You've seen it. Purple top. Lavender baby oil. Mm-hmm. I've had for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. That same bottle, because that's the only thing I use it for, is my clippers.
Right.
After I clean them, disinfect them, I take 2-3 drops, turn the clippers on, put it on the blade, let it get down in there, lube everything up so ain't nothing rusting out, let it drain out, wipe it off. Both sets of my clippers. And now it's getting very low. I can't go buy no baby. I can't go to the store. I can order it.
Just order one small one. That's the only way you're not gonna
look
like.
No, I need my big one. That's why I ain't gotta keep doing it. I'd rather one person see me buying baby oil than a bunch of people see me buying a little bit.
You're so silly.
I thought about that a couple weeks ago. No, it was a couple months ago. I was like, wait a minute. Now when I run out of this.
And baby oil smells so good.
And it's a lavender baby oil, so we'd be having my clippers that got the little fragrance inside the bag when it's in there.
Listen, that's all I wear now is oils, not baby oils, but I wear oils versus lotion because it's just a lot easier to rub into all this body of mine.
Yeah, baby oil on your person.
I just listen. At the end of the day, I feel for his children because of their perception of reality. You can't tell me isn't skewed. And while it is clear to me that the monster that we're looking at now, who's in prison, was created, like this did not spawn out of anywhere.
Nah.
His mother was definitely on some crazy ass mess.
And they didn't hit a lot on his mother.
They didn't. Another documentary where they did.
Somebody said Tubi got like $10,000. Yeah. It's on his mother. They didn't even hit on the Cassie stuff.
No, and I think they did that on purpose because we all followed that one so closely. Oh, yeah. So it was just like, here's the things that you didn't know. Because I told everybody, I didn't think I was going to learn anything from that documentary.
Oh my God.
And it was eye opening. I mean, the only thing I could ask for now is, if Diddy goes down for this this Tupac murder, is for him to finally just do a tell-all from prison.
I mean, yeah, because you in there now.
Yeah, if you need to get some more money to help take care of your kids, do a tell-all and let us know everything.
Yeah.
Because I think he was definitely, you remember when they showed the picture of him and Andre Herrera? I think is how you say his name. Yep. And you were like, why are they so close?
I understand you might be, a picture don't tell you a lot. People take a lot from a picture, way more than what they should sometimes.
Yeah.
But there were like 3 pictures. The first one, we sat there and I was just like, why are they sitting this close to each other?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't even think of like a physical motion of it was snapped at this time. It's like, no, they are both sitting back. One person is up under the other's armpit. This wasn't no picture being taken. Even if it was like a pose.
A real, thank you.
You don't get inside somebody's chest like that to take no picture. I'm like, they seem real close. Right. And it was out of that whole thing. There were like 3 times I seen a picture. I was like, oh, something's up with them too. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Something's definitely up with them too.
So yeah, I would love.
Yeah, Portia.
I definitely. not that none of this is my business, but if I'm going to be wrapped up in it and they're going to use his debauchery as entertainment, I would love the full story from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
I understand he's probably going to lie about some stuff.
I don't care. Yeah.
Into a different direction.
Because you ain't got nothing else to lose. People already know you playing with other people's void.
Yeah.
Like, you like other men's void and collecting it and all that. Like, it don't get no worse than that.
Right.
You already in prison for, if he does get, like you said, the whole Pac thing, and possibly Biggie too. You already in there. They can't get you for nothing else.
I mean, they might kill you in there, but you might as well tell your side of the story before they do.
So, capitalize on it. Like, you have everything else. Uh-huh.
I mean, the only reason why I think he might not is because he has so many children and does not want to change their perception.
Oh, he definitely was shiggity.
But, I know the monster we see now was created due to circumstances when he did not have the ability to either consent.
Mm-hmm.
Or either when the power dynamic was so drastic between him and the person who had power over him, he too, like these women and like some of these men, ended up in situations where they were taken advantage of because of the power difference and because dreams were being dangled in front of their face.
Yeah, he became the umbrella that he was raised under, and then...
Like most monsters.
Yeah.
I don't really know, unless somebody is really just psychologically off when they're born... I really don't know of any monster that is not created by another monster.
Right.
That's from what I've
been. He just became a much bigger monster.
A much more powerful one and a much bigger one. So.
Because I've seen documentaries. It was like, yeah, everybody knew, like, both his parents was gangsters. Like, his mom was into some wild stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I am glad that Cassie was able to get herself clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And be able to start this domino effect, not for my entertainment, but because I know it's got to feel freeing for people who have been wanting
to
tell or have told their story and have been told to shut the hell up or that it's not true.
That the producer that was on there, he was just like, I would wake up sore. I need to go tell somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And they like, boy, oh, what's the name need to go down too?
KK.
KK need to go the hell down. All the way down.
I said that she.
And if this whole, if everybody gets what they deserve, I can guarantee you that white woman's still going to be just fine. She going to be perfectly fine.
Now, she needs to be in maximum prison like Epstein's lady.
Yeah.
The one who was setting him up with all the girls. It's just all completely awful. But yeah, that documentary, when I tell you, it had us like, wait, look, what?
And this baby right here, y'all know she gonna fall asleep. When I tell you, we started the first episode at what, 8:30, 9 o'clock, maybe 9 o'clock?
I think it was like
And 10. We got through the first three episodes in one
night. And I was ready for the fourth. He was like, we need to go to bed.
It was 2 o'clock.
No, it wasn't. It was 1 something. That's, we could have made it to 2.
Nah. I'd already been up late a couple times. I needed.
Oh, but when I want to stay up late, it's a problem. Mm-mm.
Anyway, we got to cut this off because I got to go get these boys.
You do. And I love you.
I love you too.
And I love y'all. We'll be back next week. If you're not a member of our Patreon, come on. Give us your beautiful five for December.
Give us a little five, y'all. We got some extra things going on.
Come on over. Come on over, baby. Queen shit's over there on manshit.com as well as man shit.
Absolutely. Come People on. People are loving it.
The packaging is gorgeous. So proud of you.
Thank you.
Marcus has really like elevated it.
Y'all and like the packaging? I love the packaging. I don't know.
Now all Marcus has to do is actually market it. And
that's one of the things. I'm constantly in thought mode of how to market it.
Yeah, I just want to get you out of that thought mode and into execution. And
I know what I'm going to do. I thought of a good one. Did you hear that?
I heard something.
Oh, it sounded like it was my phone, but my phone was over there. I was telling my queer, I said, I'm going to have all y'all's legs and arms in this market.
And Mama Likes over here, Shop Mama Likes. You can follow us on social media. And we'll be back next week. We'll be back for the rest of the year because we love you all. And this is also our job at the same time.
Absolutely.
Look at that. Okay. Until next week.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.